It is a Monday morning, and to Brody, g'day.
Yeah, morning, Millsy. Morning, boys. Morning, all.
Now, a former minister has been arrested on the allegation of rape.
Yeah, very, very significant allegation, this. So, Westminster abuzz with this story. All we know is the person involved is a Conservative politician. It is a man, a former government minister, and that he was arrested on Saturday, taken into police custody. He was questioned on an allegation of rape, and our understanding is that it is a woman who has previously been a parliamentary worker. So she's worked on the parliamentary estate in Westminster. She went to police with an allegation of rape, and they are investigating it. And there is a big political story coming out of this, because the individual has not been suspended by the Conservative Party, so he still remains an MP. He will remain working, and a lot of political opponents are saying any other profession or walk of life, if you were arrested on suspicion of rape, you know, without anyone coming down on either side, right or wrong, or prejudging any potential court case, you would be suspended. And a lot of rival political parties are saying that this individual should be suspended pending the investigation.
And end a footy story with a bit of a twist.
Yeah, Yorkshire has a new fully professional footy club, because Harrogate Town from North Yorkshire have won the playoff to get into League Two. So the 92 club, basically, of all the top clubs, Premier League, Championship, League One and League Two, little old Harrogate Town have just won promotion to League Two.
Mate, take care. We'll do it again tomorrow. You'll be back with Oliver this afternoon.
Have a great day, guys.